Hello.
That was my sound check. Oh, shit.
We already did that.
To another exciting episode of the Alchemist Club. I'm Joe, your host and Dungeon Master, for another thrilling D&D adventure. Joining me here today, we have...
Daniel, play it truthfully.
I guess
we... Are we keeping this one?
It's just me.
I'm Waffle, and I play Tarjux Heiko.
So confused! Where did he go?
All the people that are supposed to be...
The battery in my headset died. It's exactly the moment I
This is portentous.
Yep. Gonna be a great episode.
PK.
We have no mail. All the people that are supposed to be here are here, I promise. Who wants to give us a recap of what happened
I'm
last
Eloise,
time?
I'm Eloise, I'm six, and I just shit in the hallway.
We visited the Hatchling's Horn to go check out our new bank vault, which is a vast underground ghost city guarded by Feyen magic, full of resources. And we popped in there, and we're like, yep, everything works. And then I threw myself into the void.
Well, then Falrock tied you with a fire rope and let you throw yourself
and then
into the
I
void.
Threw myself into the void.
Yeah. And it turns out you were telling the truth about that dream you had all those times ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we have recorded proof.
Yes. There is life below the clouds, people. Wake up. What else aren't the gods telling you?
A lot. Let's be real here. A lot.
Welcome to Coast AM, Voices in the Wind with Sergeant Heiko. Now, the government doesn't want you to have lightning spells. They believe that they are the arbiters who can and cannot electrocute 15 people in the blink of an eye. But, my good Juxian citizens, is it not our right?
And then this is where you hear the sound of the door being thrown open by jackbooted secret police officers.
It's the true church! It's the true church! And then someone who sounds mostly like Tarjux, but not quite, goes, for legal purposes, this podcast is a parody.
Yep.
Everything you have heard here is fiction.
It's just Jonathan Frakes wearing Tarjux's clothes. We made it up.
It's made up. A writer made this. It's
have
false.
Have you ever used a fork? Have you ever eaten garlic? Have you ever ridden a bicycle? Do you know what penguins are?
Anyways, the people down there, you made first contact, couldn't speak with them, nearly got bonked on the head.
They tried to make first contact with my face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more like it. And we left it where we were reeling you back in.
Yeah.
Slash, you were flying while being reeled, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll just kind of hang their limp to give Falrock something to do.
Yeah.
We talked to... In the beginning, we talked to Lady Blossoms, and we were asked to do a hit job.
Yep.
And Leyland, in his intubation period, developed a conscience.
Yeah, Leyland's suddenly not cool with random murder.
Not with the Fae. Like,
oh, so that's what it is. You're worried about.
Oh yeah, this is really a Fae.
Oh, okay.
Like, you'll find some random demons to make deals with.
That's a much more reasonable stance. I was like, man, why are you getting cold feet about killing? But if you're like, Leyland, hey, let's not fuck these guys.
Leyland has been very consistent about dealing with the Fae. So.
You know what? Fair.
I don't think we've ever just like murdered people because we were hired to.
We literally did. Do you remember Braca Irontooth?
Who?
No. That answers that question.
Remember when we were hired by an orc CEO to just kill people?
Yeah.
I do.
In ritual combat, no less.
We made Leyland do it all the way.
Yeah. It was the buff Leyland squad.
Yeah, remember when Leyland was full of like 30 javelins and we were like, go get him, Leyland, you're the Shadow Claw.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't remember us killing them in that fight. I thought it was just best them in combat.
I think it was to the death.
We absolutely murdered him.
I was shooting lightning at them, so I was not trying to do non-lethal, if that's what the plan
was. Yeah, we were not pulling punches.
We definitely killed them all. Ched must be just blocking these things from his memory.
He's five! He's not ready for the battlefield.
Oh, do you think, like, he has, like, the weird, like, censoring, like, rainbows or blood?
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's blood like, just gets covered up by rainbows.
They fell asleep. They just went to sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever Tyrajex uses lightning bolt, it's just a rainbow.
Flowers that shoot out of your hand.
And then everyone's like, oh, I'm gonna take a nap now. Whenever Tyrajex's arm falls off, it just spontaneously becomes a baguette, and it's just a loaf of bread rolling around.
We're doing a very good job of playing Dungeons & Dragons.
We are.
So good at this.
So anyways, I am pulling a rope made of fire to get Tyrajex back up there. But while doing so, I'm going to turn to Leyland and be like, so Leyland, have you ever worked a forge?
Oh boy.
No.
Okay, so a little bit of 101 here. When you're trying to keep the fire at the exact right temperature, you can't just let the wind do whatever it wants. Too much wind, you put the fire out, or you make the fire too hot, it ruins what you're making. But see, we got these big bellows, right?
And Desmet pops up and goes, tell me about the water again.
It's like a parable or a metaphor.
You see, what a hammer loves an anvil very much.
Well, see, you know, sometimes the wind needs a little bit of direction and a little bit of backup from the bellows to make sure it goes in the right direction in the right way.
And sometimes the wind's just batshit crazy, but, you know.
Just saying, sometimes it's better to be directing the wind and letting it do a little bit of what it wants than letting it run all over and ruin things. And with that, I'm keeping my dad card.
You know what?
This is a lingering issue that needed to be resolved.
That was a compelling argument.
It's been bothering me all week.
Because I was going to do it anyways, so you might as well, you know, might as well do it under supervision.
Mm-hmm.
As I am hoisted up and I roll dramatically onto the ledge and I go, oh, it's forever in there.
You look the same.
No, yeah, no, I feel fine. It was easy. I pop back up, finger pistols at Falrock and Leyland. I'm not batshit crazy. I'm a visionary, because I could hear this whole conversation.
You could not hear the whole conversation when you were beneath the anchor cloud. We established that last time.
Oh, yep. Did we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
we definitely
did. Yep.
Damn it. Okay. I just finger pistol and say, Falrock, thank you again. Leyland, glad you're here supervising. Mm-hmm. I immediately shake the bottle and go, Hooticus, Hooticus, show Booticus. And I would like to prove to the group once and for all there exists a lost civilization nestled around the anchor and go, ha!
Is it just
you
static?
Called me mad!
Please be just static.
It's an entire group of people we must evangelize for the great god Aquila.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Desmond's already lowering himself down.
Desmond's like, absolutely
don't ruin this.
Too late. I've
There's
already
no
got
water
my
down there.
I've got my white shirt and black tie on.
The fire rope is gone as soon as Tarjex is up here, so
alright. Okay, well, that satisfies my curiosity and answers some questions and raises many more, so I am good to carry on.
Yeah.
Did we actually watch the video? Like, is the recording there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Behold! Huh. Anchor people. Their customs are strange. Oh, thank you. I'm used to dodging when I meet strangers. Like, you know, there's a 25% chance I have inadvertently made them an enemy. So,
I mean, that's pretty good odds considering the party's history.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better than our track record.
I guess this would have been back in Jux before I had, you know, partied up with you, but now it's probably more like 50-50. All right. So we got our adamantine.
Mm-hmm.
Think let's go back to the ship unless there's anything else we need down here.
And then Delori, or are we going to consult the notes first, probably?
Probably consult the notes, and then if the notes don't make sense or we need specialized equipment, I think pop over to Delori and see if we can do some kind of like, hey, let us into your fours in exchange for being contracted to murder people, which is something we do all the time.
I wonder if it's like something that needs a really, 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 really high temperature to
I would imagine it's probably like chemically forged rather than thermally. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's like,
I mean, I would have gone through at least some of these with Lori's notes on adamantine to come up with the solvent. So what kind of check would I need to do to go back through them and look at how we actually make it? Or would that may not have been in her notes, actually. But what kind of role do I need to make here for these notes?
Straight intelligence.
Oh boy, my favorite.
Uh-huh.
It's not my favorite.
It's not my best. Well,
it's a 4.
Oof.
You know, you don't recall ever seeing anything about the actual production of adamantine.
Okay.
In the notes.
Yeah. Figured as much. Okay. Well, I'll go through them again then. Spend some time on it. But,
sure.
Nothing immediately workable then, so.
Well, right. I don't know who we could take this to without raising tons of eyebrows and suspicion about why we just suddenly have a bunch of adamantine.
Took it back from the True Church.
Yeah. Quick thinking, Falrock. Does this adamantine have like maker's marks on it or anything?
Oh, good. Good question.
No, it does not. It's just
these are unlabeled bars.
God.
Same with the gold, I assume.
Yeah, it's just raw ingots.
Hey, we are doing just fine.
Well, I guess we should make a trek down to Dain Gaia, because if they know what they're doing, then they'd be willing to help us, and we could just say, yo, True Church, and they believe us, because
we've
been out for 6 months.
Also, they'll probably buy all this gold, right?
I mean, if not, they'd help us forge it into usable coin.
True. Very
Ooh,
true.
Yeah.
Can you... Is that...
That's counterfeiting.
Joe, I was like, that sounds illegal.
But I mean, if they...
But now I want to do it.
I...
Yeah.
So...
Really walking a tightrope.
We're gonna take a brief divergence into economics.
Hey, do you guys want to counterfeit currency in Aldrax for a while?
Isn't this how inflation happens?
Any tax evasion?
Hey, do you guys want to crash the Aldraxan economy?
No, yeah.
Generally speaking, nations on the continent accept gold coins at face value. Each nation mints its own currency, but the worth of the coin is its weight more so than it's like what it's stamped with.
So we could stamp a bunch of Aldraxan coins and nobody would bat an eye, really.
I mean, there are measures in place to prevent counterfeiting, but they're like, gold is gold.
Yeah.
This continent is on the gold standard.
Okay.
So we could trade these gold bars for gold coins.
Yes.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
that
fine then. We
probably
don't need to
draw some attention. Because the only place that would really, like, unless you were selling to a forge that specifically deals with that metal, the only place that would be able to, like, buy a bunch of gold ingots would be a national mint.
Wouldn't somewhere making, like, magical items need gold for, like, rings?
Yeah, that's a possibility. They might just buy them from a smith.
Sure. Mm. Okay. In the absence of a better idea, I think Dain Gaia to launder our money, and then we can kind of assess from there. Although, we need to stop by Delori first for forge stuff. Falrock, this is kind of on you, because you're the the adamantine guru as it stands?
I mean,
I don't want
to. I've got Lori's notes. I've got Lori's notes.
Lori's again anytime soon, right now.
Yeah, right. Fair.
And I've got her notes, so I'll be able to look through and try and find anything. I don't remember it, but I wasn't really looking to make stuff with it, so. Okay.
Let's,
I can go through her notes, and if she knew anything, then we'd have it. If not, we're going to dwarves who should know things. So.
Sure. Dying guy it is. We all load up some gold ingots and head back for the ship.
Yep.
Off you go. Zoom.
And yeah, head for Dying Gaia. On our way, I'm going to check in with Slicer.
Oh boy.
We should probably do that before we lift off in case we can make a stop on the way.
True.
So yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Yeah, because they are kind of in opposite directions, huh?
Yep, very much so.
A little bit.
What does the Gnomish Underground Intelligence Network have in store for us?
A set of coordinates.
Okay, would I know the heading of those coordinates, or like, where does this put us?
The exact opposite direction from Dying Gaia.
No.
Okay, so back towards the Gnomish city.
Yeah. It looks like, you're not exactly sure where it is, because it moves, but if you had to guess, it's probably asking you to return to Hopstonopolis.
Okay. Well,
it's almost like your quest log piled up while you were out.
A little bit. It's been
gone for 6 months. Yeah, crazy.
I would remember roughly the travel time to Hopstonopolis. It was like a week and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Transit to Dying Gaia is only going to be a couple days.
Thereabouts, yeah.
So I think Dying Gaia first. Let's get this adamantine business at least sorted so you can be like working on it as we journey in case you need any like specialized tools or anything.
And well, then... and I do need to make sure things are okay with the missus. So,
yes,
yeah.
We're about to leave for another 2 weeks. And she's going to be like, deeper to Hopstonopolis before you came to see me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take us up and head for Dying Gaia.
And I let Amber know that we're on the way, so.
No, it's fine. We'll just throw you in through the top story window.
Into the caldera.
You know what? I'd probably be mostly okay.
Yeah, Falrock's probably fireproof at this point.
I'm not quite wanting to test.
Fireproof is not the same thing as lava proof.
But it's all heat.
Mm. Yeah. So maybe it's just like walking in really thick mud.
Yeah, you would mostly just float on top, right? Leyden frost effect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, also just density. Like you just stand there. It's like, this is rock.
Yep. So, a little bit of a hot foot.
How dense is Falrock now?
That is a question that you may need to test.
Do we really need to? I mean, just saying.
All right,
he's less dense than hatchling blood, right? Because he floated in it?
He was suspended in it.
Yeah, so we'd be neutrally buoyant towards hatchling
blood. You don't know how much salt they added to the hatchling blood.
I want to meet the True Church chef who's like putting in bay leaves and salt. He's like, oh, this is going to be quite the stew.
Right. So
you go to Dying Gaia.
Dying Gaia. There you go. You arrive.
I put her down in the usual spot. TJM probably does like the handoff with the fungal people.
Yep.
And let's stroll right in, right? We're basically heroes.
That's with a criminal record.
Look, why don't you all, with criminal records, stay on the ship for the time being?
Right. We also haven't been here for like
6 months.
6 months. So.
Yes.
True. I will stay on the ship.
That could work in our favor or not, so.
Joe, when you say throwing my voice has a limited range, is this on the order of like 100 feet or like 5 miles?
Closer to 100 feet.
Okay.
It's not like you can't shout across long distances.
Sure.
Large rooms, maybe.
Okay. In that case, I will be back at the ship, and I'm up in the sending room, and I'm just going to be doing reconnaissance for Falrock, so listening in wherever he's going, and then I will occasionally like foot around to other figures in the area, or...
Remember, it's not eavesdropping if you call it reconnaissance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I could come along and just literally stay in the shadows the whole time.
In Falrock's shadow?
Yep.
Falrock's shadow isn't quite large enough to support the entirety of Leyland, but you just like...
So Leyland would just be like...
Leyland's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the face sticking out of the ground.
A face in the barrel of a gun.
I have so many regrets.
No, this we're doing this now. This is fine.
Yeah, you made these choices.
I did. I did make these choices.
I make it clear to Falrock that all he has to do is like describe somebody under his breath or like mention a name, and I will.
Oh, you could just get Leyland to do that, actually.
Do what?
To describe somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically you have...
you're going to establish clear lines of communication between Leyland and Terrajux. Yes.
Uh-huh. And if you could get, like, a cloak and, like, hood your face in shadow, Leyland could put his eyeball in so he could see through your eyes just like you are.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
On the Batman.
Horrifying.
Okay, hang on. Does Leyland? Well, no, his cloak would be too big for me.
I don't have like eyes anymore, though. So.
His eyes are exactly. Pitch black.
It wouldn't matter. Nobody would even notice.
We get Falrock to wear an eye patch, and then the black eye sits on top of the eye patch, and nobody can notice.
I don't think that would work very well.
Well, the way it would work is it would be facing Falrock's eye, right? Because that's where the shadow is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a
fair point.
No.
A really wide-brimmed hat.
Yeah.
And this is where Falrock turns into Odin. Oh, boy.
But with drip.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, if you want to head in there and set up the gold deal or whatever, I say through your earpiece.
Yeah. I'm going to check on other things first. Gold is like third or fourth on the list, but I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. So first things first, going to stop by and find Amber.
Amber is waiting at the Duchess of Amber's estates.
Hi.
Our Duchess of Agate. Amber.
Alive.
You are alive, aren't you?
Yep.
And over here so I can kill you.
Feel free to kill me now. Save me a lot of trouble.
I don't want to kill you. I just want to know where you disappeared to.
Well, True Church facility is the simple version. Long version, we got kidnapped presumably by the gods because nobody on our ship knows what happened to us. They just, suddenly we weren't there. So.
Careful, Falrock, you're damaging Opsec.
I wish I was there because I'd be like, I'm not the only one who thinks it, see?
Aren't you there? Crazy. Are you in the shadows?
Well, I didn't know how to do rolls.
A nearby shadow just starts conspiracy theorists, but it's not just me. It's not just me. I'm not the only one.
The Night Stalker's real.
It's what was the teacher's name from Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh, Mr. Crocker.
Mr. Crocker.
Yeah.
Freeze!
Yeah, exactly.
Except. What would
Pantheon.
It be? Pantheon.
Anyway, you were kidnapped and held hostage for 6 months and have now escaped.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is this going to happen again?
I have no idea.
Probably.
I really don't.
I hope not, but that's a long shot, I feel like. It's, yeah, I'm not sure they're ever going to be done with us.
So, how do we want to move forward with this? Because it's not great for a relationship if one person is kidnapped for long periods of time. And I don't know that I'm getting better at the magic, and she, like, does some magic. And it's very impressive. And she says, I don't think I'm capable, even with my aunt, of storming a cult fortress to rescue you.
Falrock, invite her along. She can get kidnapped too. It'll be great. It'll be like a bonding experience.
So romantic.
Yeah. I really don't know. I honestly haven't. I've been awake maybe 52 hours thereabouts.
Way to lowball it. Nice work.
I don't know. It basically a couple hours since before I first messaged you. That was the time it took to get us to the ship so I could send a message again. So I'm really lost because apparently it has been 6 months, and yeah, I don't have good answers. So there's room on the ship if you want to come along too. We can try and adventure together or something, but I figured you're still with your aunt trying to get back into taking care of the duchy and home. So that doesn't seem very realistic.
Ask her what the king is up to these days.
I'll get there.
Are you...
Falrock, you can't
sub-vocalize. Is not able to talk in my Oxen! Ear, whatever he wants.
So...
And yell, and he kind of cleans out one ear.
Your weird, windy friend is eavesdropping on our conversations now?
Everyone's a little bit paranoid after losing 6 months. Some more than others. And he just kind of shrugs.
No, Leyland doesn't have to break through the window again.
Oh, you're right.
The house was dark inside.
He's underneath the window, just...
He's inside the house looking out.
How did she know?
Yeah. Everyone's got powers that are magic that we didn't have before that we've got mostly figured out. You want to see a magic trick? Here we go. And he just creates a bouquet of flowers out of fire, just like snaps his fingers together and there it is.
Oh my god, Falrock, did you just set her on fire?
Oh.
I can't see what's happening.
Need to find a zone of silence so bad.
Do you put them in water? Like, what do you do?
Well, they disappear after, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you put them in water? Hand them over, just like, hey, you're going to want to put these in some oil.
Oh, boy. What a great idea.
Yeah. But yeah, these are fire, and they won't hurt if you touch them, because I say so. That's a thing that I can do now that I couldn't before. So, oh, and, you know, my soul might be getting encroached upon by Sinti, so that's part of it, too. So, yeah, it's not great, and I don't want to speak for you or out of turn, but I am very, very lost. And I don't know what to do about anything. I'm just trying to keep living, but that's not very good for starting a relationship or maintaining a healthy one at all. So, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot to, that's a lot to handle. That's a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I am being groomed for taking over the duchy at some point. So I can't really travel with you as much as I would like to, because I feel like that might be a little bit better in terms of maintaining a relationship. I don't know. I'll have to think about this.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes two of us.
I'm guessing you're not staying very long.
A couple days. At most. We, the people that rescued us, we're able to get a few things that we might be able to make use of from the compound. Gold bars, of all things. So, trying to sell that. But want to make sure that we're doing that on the up and up, since, well, I don't want to have to get anyone out of prison here again.
On that note, Joe, does the stock market exist?
I'm not buying.
We could totally buy a caravan or something, right?
Well, we could do that, but also I'd be really, really good at inside trading.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna say.
Oh my god!
Good lord!
I could just sit in on all the board meetings and be like, "What will my portfolio look like today?"
I'm gonna say no.
Thank you.
Partly for those reasons. Partly because I don't know enough about the stock market to create a believable facsimile of it in Dungeons and Dragons.
Just roll a d20. It's all just gambling, anyways.
You know what? That's fair.
It's not if you're insider trading.
It's still gambling,
look,
but you get to know the outcome.
It would not be the first
it's
gambling
rigged.
That I have cheated at. Only a sucker plays fair.
Anyway. No. No stock market. Okay. So Amber says, how about this? You're going to continue traveling. Try to send me regular updates. I bet I can convince my aunt to get us a pair of dedicated sending stones.
That would be helpful. Are those
so romantic.
Secure enough?
I mean, as secure as anything can be, where people are apparently kidnapped by the gods, ?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Nothing's secure for us.
She flips Leyland off. I'm sorry, she wishes Leyland peace in his time and prosperity in his fields.
He's just up there in the window stirring a cup of tea, glaring. It's basically his house at this point.
Any house with darkness in it is his house.
Break any window he wants.
Yeah.
I don't need to break windows anymore.
You just do it to prove a point.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes.
He can break them from the inside.
It's the principle of the matter at this point. Yeah.
Oh, somebody must have jumped out of this window. Weird.
Yeah. So she says, "All right, go take care of your business, and then swing by the house again, and I'll give you the sending stone."
Sure. Sure. He kind of walks up for an awkward hug. He feels really bad, but, you know.
She hugs you back, and it's less awkward than you thought it would be.
Okay. All right. Time to go to the Duke's office to talk to the lovely secretary to figure out how to properly go about selling quite a bit of gold.
I appear in a shadow by Falrock. We should stop by Stoney's and see if we're still banned.
No! Because if anyone is, it's still you!
Well, you should stop by Stoney's. I'll just be around.
I'll be outside loitering.
Yeah.
Do you think Stoney's does, delivery?
Yeah. Go. Like, it didn't say it didn't say we were banned from ordering takeout.
Yeah.
Carry out.
Anything. Also, like, I could, like, impersonate a dwarf. That wouldn't be a problem.
Anyways, I'm still going to the Duke's office.
Uh-huh. You arrive in the administrative complex where the Duke of Onyx does his work. There's a receptionist.
Hi. Trying to figure out how to appropriately sell a large amount of gold. Been adventuring. And, well, we've got gold bars, but need gold coins. So do we just go to the forges to trade that? Is there, like, can we sell it directly to the bank? I don't know. So I'm asking questions. Smile. Winning smile.
Uh-huh. Just raw ingots. All right. The reception dwarf pulls out a little notebook and flips through it for a couple pages and says, you'll probably want the onyx mint. They are your best bet for large deposits?
Can we get our own coins commissioned with, like, our faces on them?
No, that's a terrible idea. Deliver us
commemorative coins!
Yeah. No.
The buffalo in 5 years?
No, we're not doing buffalo coins.
In 5 years, when we save the world, those are going to be a collector's item.
You're not doing this. If in 5 years when we save the world, you can come back at me with the, we should have had coins.
We should have had commemorative coins.
We're not making preemptive commemorative coins.
Why not?
You have, there's because an easy solution
dies,
to this.
We'll have to remake them.
Desmond can look into the future and see if they'll be a hit.
You're right. Oh my god. Desmond, you and I should go insider trading together sometime.
I already know how that's going to turn out, and it isn't with us both in jail. But I won't tell you how long the ride was.
Oh boy. Right. Oh boy. There's, dear audience, there's going to be a bit of an adjustment period. Eventually we'll work through the jokes and all that and get to, like, D&D again at some point. Anyway.
Hey, dice rolls, hang on now.
Uh-huh. So, yes, okay. The reception dwarf points you towards the Diangaia Mint.
Great. Let's go back to the ship and start wheelbarrowing however much gold we brought.
All right. How many gold ingots did you take from your fortress of solitude?
I would say basically as many as we could carry collectively.
I would have filled my pack with about 10, probably, because I was also carrying the adamantine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly what you would call a
weightlifter. The rest of the party maybe could take one.
My
strength is 6.
But I did have an invisible butler.
If Chet tries to carry a gold ingot, you just hear his bones.
But Chet would have polymorphed into something that could carry
more. Chet could have polymorphed into, like,
Tensor's
a bucket
floating
elemental.
A bucket elemental.
There's probably some animal out there that's, you know, bucket shaped.
I have a +1 to strength. I got a couple.
Forget horseshoe crabs. Now we have bucket crabs.
Yeah.
Wild shape into a Zorn. That's probably, like, flavorful.
That's very flavorful. Let's say that you collectively, between the five of you, managed to carry out 20 bars of gold.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I try to be reasonable. Despite everything you do to me, I try to be reasonable. And the mint will exchange these for 5,000 GP each.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am very tempted to not tell you, for the record.
I mean,
very tempted to not tell you.
You specifically request that the mint person like write it down in Dwarvish.
Hear a random shadow like gag
sneeze.
Ixnay on the talking tape.
There's a shadow spit takes.
She just keeps adding on more zeros.
So 100,000.
Mama Jama.
Uh-huh.
Alright.
Alright.
Cool. Yep.
Plenty. That's like 10 mobile fortresses.
No.
We already have one.
The technology for the instant fortress does not exist in this world. I'm not making that mistake.
I know.
Was it a mistake? Or was it really fun and then wasn't?
Do any of you know animate objects?
No. So, you know, problem solved.
Could polymorph into something that does.
I could probably wild shape into something that does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do dragons learn?
I don't think that a CR6 dragon, because that's third level spells.
They're all young. Yeah. They're all young dragons.
But he can polymorph into something his
like a
CR.
Naga or
half his CR.
Half my character
no,
level.
Not wild shape. Literally.
Polymorph. Oh, polymorph.
Oh,
yeah.
Polymorph. That's another beast. I'm pretty sure with polymorph you retain. We've had this discussion already.
Probably.
It's a moot point and not relevant to the conversation right now.
So subscribe to our Patreon to find out what the instant fortress situation was, because we're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not allowed to have nice things.
Uh-huh.
While Farrakh is sorting out the finer points of the financial situation, I would like to go visit the mushroom people.
Okay. The Myconids have established a surface outpost where there's still some growing pains. They don't understand the concept of currency, so they are by psychic impression to you selling, in air quotes, like medicinal mushrooms and things to people that come to the stall. What this actually entails is that they just like hand mushrooms to people and blow spores at them and then hold out like a hand to accept literally anything that is put into it as payment.
Oh, this is wonderful.
I love them.
I am gonna go around paying
those people at the mall who would give out flowers.
Yeah.
Except there's a small pile of like knickknacks and baubles and things like, and there's some money in there too, because some dwarves are like, okay, no, actually. But yeah, the Myconid like civilization is, from what the surface ones are telling you, thriving.
Excellent. I'm paying for everything in fake mustaches, and having the time of my life.
Yeah, it's great. The fake mustaches are added to the pile because Myconids do not understand the concept of facial hair.
Oh, I explain their use, and I'll help a couple Myconids put on fake mustaches if they desire.
They do, but they don't have faces, so...
Which makes it even better.
Yeah. Wait, don't
One
they?
One of them has it like...
Get them like googly eyes as well.
One of them's got like a fake mustache on top of like the cap of the mushroom.
Yeah, you just put
it whatever.
Another
one's got it like in the center of the chest. Another one's wearing it like you would a pin or something.
One's got it along the index finger.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
And then they hold that index finger up like they have a mustache tattoo, and it's just like the circle is complete.
Yeah.
Perfection.
All right. That happens.
I was told not to go into Dying Gaia, so I am complying with the letter of the law.
I will go check on Stonies. And
there is a big picture of Leyland next to the front door that says, "This man is not allowed on any Stonies premises." banned from all franchises. Yeah.
Oh.
For violently wielding weapons in the shop.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Well, I put...
I was like, I compare it to like other like wanted posters of me, just see how like
it is spot on.
Like, it's like got an accurate representation of me.
That is probably the best wanted poster I've seen. They really went all in with this.
The only...
It turns out Stoney's brother is like a sketch artist.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I believe we established that he's a retired mafioso.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. The only detail that's incorrect is that your eyes are not pitch black spheres. So,
well, they weren't at yeah. the time. So.
Yeah.
Can't blame them, and now I can't even go in there for them.
I think we need to go like to an orc settlement and scare some children.
God.
Well, at the very least, I'm going to then go into Stoney's and order pizzas to go. And get what we would have ordered previously had we been here. But then take the pizza back. And say, well, everyone but Leyland's fine at Stoney's.
You do get the stink eye from Stoney. As
yeah. you order. Okay.
That's fine.
Understand? I tip extra. Or I am willing to accept the extra... surcharge of having befriended the band.
Uh-huh. Yep. Bring back the pizza. Delightful.
Good times. Yeah.
Presumably you go and get your sending stone.
Yeah, go get the sending stone.
Does Toadfirst have, like, a freezer that we could get some, like, frozen,
no.
like, get some... Oh.
Yeah, we've got to upgrade a counter space first.
We've got to upgrade the printers so it prints pizzas.
Mayonnaise not good enough for you anymore?
Mayonnaise, look, mayonnaise is delicious, but it does not satisfy all my cravings.
There is the dwarven equivalent of an armored car, backed up to Telephorus. And they are just offloading case after case of gold coins.
I'm standing out there. I've got sunglasses on and my arms across. I'm like, yeah. And it's not like I didn't wear the sunglasses because I'm feeling really cool. I'm wearing the sunglasses because I am tripping on mushrooms right now. And the sun is very bright.
Yep.
Nice.
I just like the sound the coins make when they jingle.
Perfectly valid.
Yeah, we should find a good place to store these.
If only you had some sort of secret underground city vault.
Yeah, but on the ship, I mean.
Don't we have that room where there used to be the sapphire dragon crystals and we sold all those?
Yeah.
So now we just have like an empty room that...
Oh, right, the basement. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And clearly we've never put any stuff there because it's been full of dragon crystals this whole time.
Right, yeah. And now it'd be full of, well, boxes of money.
Yeah.
Chests full of gold.
At the same time, we didn't have crew then.
Well, it's guarded by bees.
Right, and we're paying our crew, which, by the way, I pay our crew.
Uh-huh.
Should we maybe have, a vault?
I think they should get a
honeypot.
I think they should get a raise for
God damn it, Desmond.
Sticking around.
Yeah, I think that's agreeable. We should go into actual contract negotiations because, I mean, it's been 6 months. It's time for their review.
Yeah.
Look, what feedback can we give them, though?
Hey, you stuck around. Here.
Great.
It's a team player.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we should we pay them. And then we put the rest down there in the basement.
Splendid. I think we're going to stop there. I don't know how much more of this I can do tonight.
Yeah, we're real sorry.
Yeah, so successful trip to Diangaia. You're wealthy.
Get kicked out or arrested this time.
Yep, and you're rich to boot.
Hooray.
So, I've been Joe, your dungeon master. Thanks for joining us for another whatever this was. If you wish to get in touch with us, you can do so at thealchemistclub88@gmail.com or thealchemistsclub88@gmail.com. Matthew, our socials?
You can find us at @thealchemist_club on Twitter and @thealchemistclub on TikTok.
Our intrepid adventurers today were
Daniel, playing Jed Fleek.
Hey y'all, playing Desmond.
I'm Zach and I play Falrock.
I'm Matt and I play Layla.
Waffle playing Moneybags McCloud.
Thanks for joining us.